Anne was careful not to let Vimes see him turn the dial, but Vimes was pretty certain he didn't need to. The safe had still been there when he made captain, and by then everyone knew the combination was 4478, and that no one seemed to know how to change it. The only things worth keeping in it had been the tea and sugar and anything you particularly wanted Nobby to read. Tilden came back with a small leather bag and slowly counted out the money, and was so cowed that he didn't ask Vimes to sign anything. Vimes took it, saluted again, and held out his other hand. "Badge, sir," he said.
Oh yes, of course.
The captain, entirely unnerved, fumbled in the top drawer of the desk and pulled out a dull copper shield. If he'd been that observant, he'd have noticed how hungrily Vimes's eyes watched it. The new sergeant-at-arms picked up his badge with care and saluted yet again.
"Oath, sir,"
he said.
I believe I've got it written down somewhere."
Vimes took a deep breath. This probably wasn't a good idea, but he was flying now.
"I, comma, square bracket, recruit's name, square bracket, comma, do solemnly swear by, square bracket, recruit's deity of choice, square bracket, to uphold the laws and ordinances of the city of Ankh-Morpork, comma, serve the public trust, comma, and defend the subjects of his, stroke, her, bracket, delete, whichever is inappropriate, bracket, majesty, bracket, name of reigning monarch, bracket, without fear, comma, favour, comma, or thought of personal safety, semicolon, to pursue evildoers and protect the innocent, comma, laying down my life, if necessary, in the cause of said duty, comma, so help me, bracket, aforesaid deity, bracket, full stop, gods save the king, stroke, queen, bracket, delete, whichever is inappropriate, bracket, full stop."
"My word. Well done," said Tilden. "You have come well prepared, Sergeant."
"And now it's the King's shilling, sir," said Vimes insistently, soaring on wings of audacity.
"What?"
"I have to take the King's shilling, sir."
Do we have a... "It's in the bottom drawer, sir," said Snouty helpfully, "on the bit of string."
"Oh, yes," said Tilden, beaming. "It's a long time since we used that, what?"
"Is it?" said Vimes.
After some rummaging, Tilden produced the coin. It was a genuine old shilling, probably worth half a dollar now for just its silver, and thus, coppers being coppers, it had always been dropped into the new copper's hand and then tugged away before it was pinched. Vimes had taken the oath once. He wondered if taking it twice cancelled it out. But it needed to be done, and you had at least to touch the shilling. He felt the weight in his palm and took a small, shameful pleasure in closing his fingers on it before the captain had time to drag it back. Then, point made, he released his grip. With a final salute, he turned and tapped Snouty on the shoulder. "With the captain's permission, I'd like a chat with you outside, please." And Vimes strode out. Snouty looked at Tilden, who was still sitting as though hypnotised, the shilling dangling from his fist. The captain managed to say,
"Good man, that. Very good. Got back, Ben."
"I'll just go and see what he wants, sir," said Snouty, and scuttled out.
He had reached the end of the corridor when a hand came out of the shadows and pulled him close. "You're a useful man to know, Snouty," hissed Vimes.
"I can tell."
"Yes, sir,"
said Snouty, held half on tiptoe.
"You've got your ear to the ground, eh?"
"Yes, sir."
"There's someone in every nick who knows all that's going on and can lay his hands on just about anything, Snouty, and I think you are that man."
"Yes, sir."
"Then listen here," said Vimes. "Size 8 boots, size 7 1/4 helmet, a good leather cape. The boots should be a good make, but second-hand. Got that?"
"Second-hand?"
"Yes. Soles pretty nearly worn through."
"Soles pretty nearly worn through. Check,"
said Snouty. "Breastplate, not to have any rust on it, but a few dents will be okay. A good sword, Snouty, and believe me, I know a good sword when I hold one. As for all the rest of the stuff, well, I know a man like you can get hold of the very best and have it delivered to Dr. Lorne's place in Twinkle Street by 10 this morning. And there'll be something in it for you, Snouty."
"What will that be, sir?"
said Snouty, who was finding the grip uncomfortable. "My undying friendship, Snouty," said Vimes, "which is going to be an extremely rare coin in these parts, let me tell you."
"Right you are, Sarge," said Snouty. "And will you be wanting a bell, sir?"
"A bell?
For ringing and shouting, all's well with, Sarge."
Vimes considered this. A bell. Well, every copper still got a bell. It was down there in regulations. But Vimes had banned its use on anything but ceremonial occasions.
"No bell for me, Snouty," said Vimes. "Do you think things are well?"